the Song of Songs, chapter 1.
里面第四节.
Chapter 1, verse 4.
雅各书第一章第四节. 愿你吸引我，我就快跑跟随你。
王带我进了内室，我们必因你欢喜快乐。我们要称赞你的爱情，甚至称赞美酒，他们爱你是理所当然的。Draw me after you and let me run together. The king has brought me into his chambers. We will rejoice in you and be glad. For they extol your love more than wine. Rightly do they love you.
我们一同来念，一二三
，Read together.
愿你吸引我，我们就快跑跟随你。王带我进入了内室，我们因你欢喜快乐。
他们爱你是理所当然的。
这里有几个字，一个是。你带，愿你吸引我。
Draw me after you.
我们就快跑跟随。Therefore, let
us run
together.以后呢，这个我们要称颂你的爱情。And
therefore, it says again, we will extol your
love.他们爱你是理所当然的。And
that rightly do they
love.你、我、我们、他们。大家说，你、我、我们、他们。你吸引我，我们跟随你。 他们爱你是理所当然的，所以这个你，两个你的中间呢，就是呢，我们同他们。Therefore,
between these two, you is me and they and us.
我们还有他们。那么这个你是谁呢？这个你就是主。So
who is this first you? This you is the Lord.
最先是一个人得着复兴。First
is the one person being.
Revival， 一个人复兴了以后呢，就一群的人就跟随主。Therefore,
if one person is revived, there's a whole group of people follow.
这是一个定律。
And this is the law.
神的工作复兴从一个人的复兴开始。The
revival of God's word is starting from the revival of one person.
以后就会吸引许多的人一同爱主。And
therefore, it draws so many people to follow Him and love the Lord.
我们低头祷告。Let's
pray together.
主啊，感谢你今天吸引我们，召集我们到你的面前来。 我们所需要的不是人的话，我们需要你自己的话。愿主你自己的真理的灵引导我们，使我们进入你的丰盛，使我们明白你的爱，也使我们甘心侍奉你。甘心爱你，使我们越爱你，越有力量爱你；越侍奉你，越甘心侍奉你。主啊，求主给我们力上加力，给我们恩上加恩，主啊，给我们荣上加荣。 使我们到西安朝见你，主啊，使我们变成你的形象，主啊，使我们彰显你的荣美，主啊，使我们分受你的恩典，使众人以我们一同得着福音的好处。听我们的祈祷，奉主耶稣基督得胜尊名祈求，阿门。每一个基督徒得救了以后，就马上应当做侍奉的工作。Every
Christian after he's redeemed or been saved, he has to start his service work.
一个人得救了，他就不再是属自己，乃是属那买赎他回来的主。A
person is being is redeemed. He no longer belongs to himself, but belongs to the Redeemer.
神为什么要拯救我们？为什么要买赎我们呢？只有一个目的，因为他要用我们。
What is the reason that God wants to redeem us, to save us? The only reason is that He wants to use us.
我们一同成为耶稣基督肢体的，乃是在他一个的身体里面。
We all together being members of this body is because we're in this one body.
而每一个肢体都应当有肢体自己的功用来服侍整个的身体。
And every member must have the function of that member to serve the entire body.
当一个肢体采取独立。 与其他的肢体没有联系，没有发挥共同的功用的时候，这个肢体是浪费神的恩典。And
when a member becomes independent and does not serve as a corporeal function, that this member is wasting God's grace.
当一个肢体从其他的肢体没有合作，只有依赖别的肢体的供应的话，这个肢体是百战必土。When
a member does not have cooperation with the other member to serve this one body, then this member is using this ground in waste.
我们不当做一个百战地图、虚度光阴、徒受恩典的人。
We shouldn't be a person who just take the grace for granted and wasting time and just occupy a space without any reason.
在过去的这个进化论的学者，他们找出在人身体里面的几十种没有用的这个肢体。
The evolutionists in the past trying to find out a few parts of the body that's of no use, or sort of vestiges.
九十多种没有用的东西在里面。
About 90 or more different kinds of bodies with no function.
他们认为这是呢。这个人进化以后留下来的体内那些没有用处的遗迹。
They believe that these are there because of evolution, their so-called vestigial remains.
但是呢，当这个科学继续进化、继续演进的时候，就发现这些曾经被认为没有用的肢体都有它的用处。
But as the science advances on, all these members that we once thought is no use, all has its function.
甚至连盲肠，甚至连这个扁桃腺都有它特别的用处。
Even the appendix or the tonsil has its own function.
那这个用处呢，不一定是你长成以后在婴孩的阶段、在 baby 的阶段的用处。所以呢，现在有些人把它割掉了，身体健康没有多大的妨碍。
And of course, a lot of people have tonsil removed, but still have its function when the person is still in the baby.
这样。神没有在人的身体里面放下那没有用的东西。
Therefore, God has not put any members of this body as no function.
照样在基督的身体里面、教会里面，就没有一个肢体是没有用。
Likewise, in the church, the body of Christ is no member that does not serve a function.
当一个肢体没有用的时候，这个肢体可以割除，可以离开这个身体。
When there's a member that has no use in this body, then this member must be severed and leave this body.
所以圣经告诉我们，要个体按其功用。彼此服侍，在爱里面彼此建立。
So the Bible teaches that all members shall serve together and establish each other, so that we establish the body of Christ in love.
神买入我们归向他，乃是因为他要用我们。
Jesus has redeemed us to so that we be belonging to Him in order so that He can use us.
这样一个接受耶稣为救主的人，很自然的就承认基督是主。
So therefore, a person who has received Jesus as a Savior is very easily to accept Him as the Lord.
把基督为救主同基督是主分开来，这不是圣经的教训。
And to divide Jesus as Savior and the Lord is not a teaching from the Bible.
如果我们只接受他在十字架上的救赎大功，而没有投入他那管理我们的主权之下，我们根本不是一个好的基督徒。
If we only accept the concept that Jesus has gone to the cross being our Savior and reject the principle that He has the authority of our body and life, then we are not real Christians.
所以什么是信心？什么是顺从？什么是灵性？
So what is obedience? What is faith? And what is the spirituality?
信、灵性、顺从同奉献有个相似的基本的意义，也就是呢，把我们的自主、自由附在神的自主权的下面。
There's a very basic, fundamental thing here is that we give our self-determination to the Lord so that He will be able to determine for us.
Submit our freedom before the sovereignty of God. That is spirituality. That is faith. That is obedience. That is dedication. 所以呢，如果一个基督徒在侍奉上没有份，这个基督徒一定有一些问题。
When a Christian does not have any function in service, then there's some problem about this question.
一个个人的复兴是一件事，但是个人的复兴要达到另外一个目的，就是全体的复兴。
Personal revival is one thing, but personal revival must have a purpose that it shall influence us, which is the whole group.
所以主啊，你吸引我，我们就快跑跟随。
If it says, Lord, draw me near, then we will follow you.
那么这个整体的复兴呢，是 total mobilization of the whole congregation as the body of Christ to serve the Lord with a different function of their own. 每一个人按各自不同的恩赐，每一个整个的会众全体的服侍上帝，这个是整体的复兴。
This is the revival of the entire body.
那么一个人信主了以后呢？
Therefore, after a person who has received Christ.
我们以主相会，我或者说耶稣基督再来的成全。
Oh, then this is the line of baggage that when we meet Jesus or the fulfillment of Jesus Christ.
得救同得胜是两件事情。
Salvation and
the victorious life.
Victorious life is different thing.
这个得救是得胜的基础。
And salvation is having a victorious life, the foundation of it.
我们的信的入门同我们行为的彰显是两件事情。
Yeah, the entrance of faith and also the manifestation of it is different. They are different things.
知道耶稣基督带来的成全，所以这个是 justification， 就是 progressive sanctification， and 这个是 glorification of perfection made in Jesus Christ of the second coming. 那么这个呢，这个整个的就是完全的救恩。So
this all entire together is a complete salvation.
一个人呢，如果他在这一条的道路中间没有知道他的身份。 他可以做一个按地位说是基督徒，按生活说是糊涂的基督徒。
When a Christian he does not know where he belongs on this path, according to position, he knows that he's a Christian, but according to life, he's not really a good Christian.
基督徒的道路是长的。
The Christian path is a long path.
所以神不要我们跑得快，要我们跑得好。
God doesn't want us to run fast, but God wants us to run the right way.
神不要我们乱跑一场，要我们跑得正，跑得稳。
He doesn't want us to run without aimlessly, but he wants us to run with a straight path, to run with strength.
神不要我们跑得急，要我们跑得完。
He doesn't want us to run fast, but he wants us to complete the path.
而使我们能跑完这条道路的力量，不是从我们本身里面发出来的。
And the strength to enhance us to finish this race is not come from inside us also.
能使一个基督徒很稳重的、很严肃的、很有责任感的走完基督徒使命的道路。 来自出于那创始成终的耶稣基督。
We only come from the Lord Jesus Christ will complete all and in all that we could run this race with a serenity, with seriousness, and also steadfastness.
所以圣经说，我们应当以信心要仰望为我们创始成终的主。
So the Bible tells us that we should use faith to look up for the Lord.
这个 Alpha 是基督，这个 Omega 也是基督。
Okay, the Alpha Christ, Omega is also Christ.
The creator of our faith is Jesus Christ, who accomplished already the salvation on the cross and his resurrection. Also, the accomplisher is also Jesus Christ. 所以他创始，他必成终，这样的始同终都在他里面成全了。
So that in the beginning of the thing and the accomplishment of the salvation is all in Jesus Christ.
那么呢，我们侍奉从我们这条道路是不是很顺利呢？
So therefore, is it our service and this race is very smooth?
不是的。
It's not.
没有一个人侍奉主是没有困难的。
There's not a single person who serves the Lord without problem.
没有一个人侍奉主是一帆风顺的。
There's not a single person who has served the Lord with the whole breeze through the race.
聪明的人看困难是在里面看，笨的人是在外面看。
But a smart person sees the problem inside, but a foolish person sees the problem on the outside.
如果你说这个环境太不好了，大家这么不好，我怎么会侍奉主？你觉得这个是笨人。
A foolish person will see that how the environment is discouraged him so much of serving.
所以一个聪明的基督徒，一个有见识的基督徒，他是常常看我里面有什么东西拦阻我侍奉上帝。
So and a smart Christian and a Christian with knowledge, he often looks inside of him to see any other obstacles. Stop him from serving the Lord.
真正的仇敌不在外面，真正的仇敌就在你里面。The
true enemy is not on the outside, but the true enemy is inside of you.
所以我们今天的思想，我们侍奉主的拦阻是什么？
So today we will think about the topic, what is the obstacle to our service?
我要提出一些非常这个实际的例子来提到我们侍奉的拦阻。
I want to give you some very practical examples to show you.
当然我们今天不提到你要得救要信耶稣要悔改要重生就不必提，如果你不得救不可能你侍奉主。
But we will not talk about redemption or salvation because if you're not saved or redeemed, you will not have the possibility of serving God.
才干不是恩赐，恩赐不是才干。
A talent is not gift, and gift is not talent.
Bernstein 有很多的才干。
Leonard Bernstein has a lot of talent.
周恩来有许多的才干。
Joe and Lai has a lot of talent.
这个 Tagore 有很多的才干。
Tagore has a lot of talent.
这些 Hemingway 有很大的才干。
Hemingway has a great talent.
但是这些人呢，不是神的儿女，所以他们的才干不等于恩赐。
But all these are not God's children, so their talent is not equal to God's.
恩赐是什么呢？
But what is God?
是 sanctified talent， 就被成圣了的才干。 神把它分别为圣，为了要服侍教会用的。
God wants to sanctify them in order so that they will serve the church.
所以你的救了，你的恩，你的才干被主宝已经了圣灵成圣了以后呢，现在你就用这个神所已经给你的才干来服侍主，那就变成一个恩赐。
So after you've been saved, your talent has been sanctified by Jesus' blood and used by God. So therefore, you give that talent to God in order so that God will use it as a gift.
我们侍奉的第一个拦阻是什么呢？
What is the first obstacle to our?
就是我们的肉身常常拦阻。 我们的服侍主，
which is that our flesh often opposes us to serve the Lord.
耶稣说呢，你们心灵艳密，肉身软弱了。
Jesus said that you're willing in your heart, but your flesh is weak.
我相信昨天晚上来参加聚会的很多人早上也要来，但是爬不起来，所以就不来。
I believe a lot of people were here yesterday, but would like to come here this morning, but they couldn't get up there.
里面愿意，肉体软弱。
Inside, you're so willing, but your flesh is weak.
当我们提这一类的经文的时候，请你谨慎小心，不要掉到 Gnosticism 的错误里面。
When we talk about these kind of verses, please be careful, do not jump into the Gnosticism mistake.
在这个古希腊里面有一种的二元论。
In ancient Greek, there is
dualism.
There's a dualism.
这个二元论到了这个耶稣基督降生以后100多年呢，就变成一种很猖獗的一种基督教的旁门左道。
And this dualism, after 100 years of Jesus Christ, it became a very popular heresy in Christianity.
这个叫做 Gnosticism.
It's called the Gnosticism.
刚才 John 有提到这个名称，那么这个 Gnosticism 呢，就把人的灵同这个身体把它很严重的分开来。
And this Gnosticism very seriously to separate the man's spirit and the body.
又把宇宙中间的整个物质界同灵界也分得很清楚。
And also divide everything that's in the universe between spiritual thing and material.
当然，灵同物是不同的。
And of course, the spirit and material are different.
Gnosticism 的不对在什么地方呢？
What is the mistake in Gnosticism?
他认为所有物质的 都是 order， 所有灵的都是善的。
He says all the material things are evil and all the spiritual things are good.
所以善界就在灵界，恶界就在物界。
So that the material things are evil and spiritual things are good.
他们的 slogan 是什么呢？就是物质万恶，灵至善。
So their slogan just says that all materials are evil, but only the spirit is the ultimate good.
后来这种思想呢，就影响了 Neoplatonism。
And therefore, this thinking has influenced Neoplatonism.
我想今天晚上把哪边几个呢屏风排在这里，就帮助很多了。现在几个青年去搬好不好？
We ask the young people to help.
你们可能不介意，但我告诉，有时候讲到最重要一句话的。Probably
wouldn't mind. Sometimes when I speak out the most important sentence, somebody.
我比你们sensitive，我知道 how it's going in my sermon. You don't know， 是不是呢？所以你一放过去思想乱了，从头再集中很难的。 而且我的讲座，我的讲的需要你一直用集中精神，你注意到吗？
See, my sermon needs your ultimate concentration. So whenever somebody comes to disturb, it's very hard to come back.
如果你跑掉了几句呢，你再连下去很困难。我问你刚才讲到哪里？
If you miss a few sentences, it's hard to follow. What did I just say? Where was I?
Material is evil.
Yeah, it is good. 你记得吗？所以呢，他们就谈着这个二元论的。
So therefore, they have this dualism in their thinking.
哦，今天太热了，我这个都不要用。 你继续用。所以呢，这个 Gnosticism 呢，他们就教导一种思想出来了。
So therefore, this Gnosticism has taught them to have a thinking.
基督徒一定要恨恶他的身体。
Like a Christian must hate his body.
因为身体是灵受捆绑。
Because this body has a limited spirit.
那这种思想根本不是圣经原有的思想。
And of course, this thinking is never from the Bible.
这种思想在主前600年的时候就在印度产生了。
And this thought has already there in India about 700 before.
换一句话就是佛教的思想。
In other words, is the thinking of Buddhism.
那么到了这个主前500多年的时候，在希腊也产生了。
And he started over again about 500 BC in Greek.
这个叫做 Pythagorean philosophy.
It's called a Pythagorean philosophy.
在 Pythagorean 的思想里面呢，有一个字叫 Sema, Soma theory. 这 Sema 就是呢表示呢这个身体 ，Soma 就是监牢，所以呢 human body is the prison of human soul.
So therefore, they have a word, the Sema and Soma. Sema is
the body.
Soma is body. Sema. Soma is the body, Sema is prison, and there's the body is a prison.
Soma Sema theory, 这个身体就是灵性的这个监牢。
So therefore it says that the body is the prison for the spirit.
那如果身体是邪恶的话，
But let's say if in case the body is
基督徒应当怎么样对付我们的身体呢？
So how do we do in order to submit our body?
So Gnosticism 就产生了两种不同的思想。
So therefore Gnosticism because of that has two
第一种的思想就是要压制他，要讨厌他，要这个克服他，要各样的苦性来苦待他。
The one division think of all kinds of suppressing methods to suppress his body.
这个在哲学里面叫 aestheticism， 这个叫做呢苦性主义。
In philosophy, it's called
第二种呢，就是呢 ，ignore， 就是不理睬他，让他去放纵情欲，反正他本来是恶的，让恶的为恶吧。
The second division just said that let it all go. You will not do any restraint. So you since it's evil, let it do evil.
所以让他就继续不断犯罪，只要你心灵爱主就好了。里面爱主这个乱七八糟不要紧。
So let the body continue to sin as long as you have a spirit inside that you love the Lord. It won't matter.
这个苦待自己的这一种，后来进到 Neoplatonism 里面。
And the asceticism thinking later on going to Neoplatonism.
在进到 medieval scholasticism 的思想。
And we go into the thinking of medieval classics.
Scholasticism. That's the main line or mainstream of Catholic, Roman Catholic theological thinking. 那么结果呢，就认为不结婚比结婚更好。
Therefore, the thought comes up that not marrying is better than marrying.
在圣经里面有一些地方好像有这样的看法。
In the Bible, there's some place that gives you seemingly looks at.
但是其实整个圣经原本的意思不是那样。所以到了第二个世纪的时候呢，就产生了这个基督教信经的表白，这个使徒信经。
So therefore they have developed the creeds of the disciples.
所以我们有 Apostles' Creed 这个使徒的信经，第一句话是什么？我信上帝。天地的主是不是创造天地的主
？So what does the Apostles' Creed say? The first sentence: I believe the Lord God who made heaven and earth.
换一句话说，这位全能的上帝也是创造物质的上帝。为这个缘故呢，神造的都是好的，物质就不是不好。
So because of this reason that God has created all things, even material things, so therefore whatever God created is good.
但是在中国近代的教会思想呢，还有一些人认为物质是不好，肉身是不好的。
But there still are some churches in recent times in Chinese churches that still think that the material body is no good.
我举一个例子呢，有一本书是这个叫做呢这个灵的出来，人的破碎。
I give you an example. There is a book called The Release of the Holy Spirit.
那么这个呢就差不多有 Soma Sema theory 那个思想在里面。
And this probably has some of its Soma Sema thinking in there.
圣经从来没有说人要破碎，圣经乃是说我们神要成全我们。
The Bible never said that man shall be broken, but it shall that God shall fulfill
it. 圣经没有说那个灵需要释放出来。
The Bible never said that the Holy Spirit shall be released.
因为圣灵不需要被人释放，圣灵能使人自由，人不能，人没有办法叫圣灵自由。
Because the Holy Spirit is not to be released by man, but because the Holy Spirit has a power to make people free.
虽然那本书有一些思想是很好的。
Although that in that book there are a lot of thinking that is very good.
那么我今天有大家思想呢。肉身的本身虽然是好的，但是肉身常常有它的软弱，所以引起我们的侍奉受到困难。
Today we think that although the material body is good, but it has a lot of weaknesses, so it gives us a lot of problems in service.
如果今天唐崇荣身体没有来，只有灵来。
If today Brother Tang doesn't come in body, but comes spirit.
我一来你就跑掉了。
When I come, you probably run away.
对不对？我的肉身中间能侍奉主，因为这肉身是侍奉主的一个工地，一个工厂。
In my human flesh body, I can serve the Lord because this is a manufacturing place for the Lord.
但是我们这个肉身常常有软弱。
But in our body is our weakness.
我们会疲乏。
We're tired.
我们会懒惰。
We can get lazy.
我们会注重今生的，过于注重来生的。
We'll pay more attention to what happens this life and then the one that comes next.
我们有肉身那偏激的喜好。
We have the extreme pleasure that we have for the body itself.
拦住我们心灵的愿意。
And you know that will create obstacles for our desire.
我想你们中有很多人都侍奉主。
I believe a lot of you that's sitting here today.
但是请问你们有没有一些时候好像很不大甘愿侍奉主
？But let me ask you this: There's sometimes you really do not like to serve God.
我告诉我比你们有时候更疲倦。
I tell you that a lot of times I'm more tired than you.
有时候我站在讲台上一天差不多。四个钟头。
You sometimes stand on the podium for
这个呢，里面的 screw 差不多脱掉
了。All the joints and everything stopped.
里面还很愿意侍奉着，这个肉身不合作。
I'm still willing to serve the Lord in my heart, but my body is not cooperating.
我们有时候需要靠主的力量，每时每刻要靠主的力量来克服我们肉身的软弱。
So do we need to really have the Lord every time and all time to help us then to suppress our to overcome our weakness?
Not to suppress, to overcome.Surprise you 变成 asceticism 第二样呢，什么东西拦阻我们侍奉上帝呢？
Second thing, what is the thing that create obstacle for us to serve the Lord?
过去的印象
impression that we have from the past.
我们每一个人现在的侍奉都同过去有一些的关联。
All our services at this moment, at present moment, have some connection with our past.
有的人侍奉主侍奉得很好。
Some people serve the Lord very well.
但是想起过去呢，他的过去就打击，就影响他现在的侍奉。
Whenever he thinks of his past, and his past start to influence his service, his present.
以至于呢，他的侍奉不能达到应当达到的果效。
So therefore, his service do not reach the result that he should reach.
我有一个同学呢，是很有钱的家庭，后来他奉献做传道了，到了教会去，这四门给他薪水很少，给他很多的困难，他气得要命。I have a
classmate who was very rich, but later on he started to serve the Lord and went to the church. That the deacons and the people in the church gave him very little money, so he was very angry.
他呢，这个工作又很重。
And his work is very hard.
所以他心里不大甘愿侍奉。
So in his heart, he's really not that willing to serve.
因为他想起我过去的生活是那样，你们今天岂有此理给我这样的生活？
He thinks of his past is so rich, he's had such a good life that today he treats.
如果他的这四门要到他家里看看，他最欢迎的。
If his deacons would like to go to his house to pay a visit, he's welcome. And
你看到我的生活，你才知道我今天何等受苦。
If you come to see my to see my family, you know how I'm suffering for the Lord.
那些这次又很也没有一个到他家里去过。
And all those deacons that are very serious, serene, they never go to his house.
他是传道人，他又不好意思随便讲我怎么样怎么样怎么样。
And of course, he's a minister, he really didn't want to say that how great I was.
所以有一天他同我发牢骚，发了一大堆。
So one day he was complaining to me, complained a lot.
我告诉他，耶稣基督也有这样的情形。
I said that Jesus Christ is the same situation.
许多人所认识的耶稣是从马槽到各个他的耶稣。
A lot of people knew Jesus as Jesus came out of manger.
是很少人的，他明白耶稣基督在天上的尊贵，他在以后中间的得胜，他们只看见这个在幽谷中间的这位基督。
So a lot of people do not see the honor in Jesus before he came in heaven, and also the glory when Jesus come again. So they only see Jesus in the middle.
所以有一天呢。 主耶稣基督对犹太人说：“如果你们看见人子升回他原来的地方，又怎么样呢？”
So therefore, Jesus asked the Jew one day, "So one day, if you see me ascend again back to my position, what then?"
如果你们看见那样情形，你们要怎么样呢？
If one day you see that situation happen, what will you do?
当我读到那节圣经，我心灵的深处真正了解耶稣基督是何等的痛苦。
So when I read that verse, I really understood that how suffering Jesus had, how much pain he had.
我们侍奉主也是如此。
The same thing with our service.
还没有信耶稣以前，我们就随便骂基督徒，是不是？
Before we became Christians, we often scolded them.
我们随便责备牧师，批评这个批评那，做了基督徒，哇，这个限制太大了，所以很多人呢，为了怕限制，慢慢做基督徒。
We started to complain about the other pastors and everything until we become the servants, and then we started to know that we.
你一进到侍奉的时候，你就发现许多的限制。
So once we go into service, we start to realize there are a lot of problems.
但是我们的灵性不要受过去的东西来捆绑现在。
So that our spirit should not be bound by the past incidences.
保罗说呢，我是忘记背后，努力面前。
Paul says, "I forget what's behind me and strive forward."
我要向着标杆直跑。
All the way toward that final goal.
这样，一个人不应当给他的历史所捆绑。
So therefore, a person shall not be bound by his past history.
虽然这是一件不大可能的事情。
Of course, although this is not such a possible.
但我们常常要经历了不大可能的得胜。
But we should often experience that almost impossible victory.
第二样是我们呢受过去的失败的影响，以至于现在不能侍奉主。
The second area is that we are influenced by past failures, and so that we will not be able to serve.
当我们的侍奉主的时候，良心的控告就来到。So
when we are serving the Lord, our conscience starts to blame us.
像你这样的人，你能侍奉主吗
？Person like you, how can you serve?
像你这样失败的人，你可以侍奉主吗
？Such a failure like you, sir.
所以心里想，主啊，我不配侍奉你，我不敢侍奉你，我不够资格侍奉，结果就不侍奉。So
the Lord, I really can't do it, so therefore.
我告诉你，天国不是成全的器皿所做成功的。 天国是破碎的心灵所建立起来的。
The kingdom of heaven is not being fulfilled by so many strong souls, but also by souls that have been broken.
我们中国人的经济学特别好，不必读经济学也懂经济。
And our Chinese people is very good at study of economics. Don't have to study to understand.
你不必到 college 里面读 academics， 不是不 study， 有 study 的 Chinese way。
We study.
那对，有一些人把那个没有用的破布这里一块那里一块连起来，变成一个背带。
We have a lot of Chinese people just use all kinds of rags and little pieces of it and put it together to become our coat.
你看过没有啊
？Have you ever seen that?
那个背盖比一层的背盖更暖得多。
And that coat is much more comfortable and warm than all the other kinds.
因为这个 multiple function 在里面啊。
Because we put together so many of it.
那我告诉你。 神的国也是如此。
I tell you the same thing with God.
许多侍奉主的人都有过去的失败，但是神的宝血洗净了他们，把他们带来建立一个伟大的这个天国的这个境界。
All the servants in the past they have failed, but because God has put them together and washed them with His blood, so that to put them together to create.
所以我们不要自卑感。
Let us not have pessimism.
保罗他的侍奉呢，有神的同在。所以神的怜悯就变成他抵挡魔鬼控告的那个武器。
Paul has because of God's presence in him, so therefore God's presence became the weapon that to stop the condemnation of faith.
他说，按照犹太人来说，我呢是第八天就受割礼，是遵行律法的；按照热心来说，我是逼迫教会的。
He says, according to Jewish people's way of looking things, I was circumcised in the eighth day and.I was also persecuting the church.
我是按热心来说，我是逼迫教会的。
According to fervency, I'm persecuting.
我甚至曾经叫人亵渎上帝。
I even at times caused people to blaspheme against God.
像这样的人能侍奉主吗
？How could people like this kind of person?
像这样多失败的记录的人可以侍奉主吗
？Such a failure person could serve God.
但保罗说，然而我蒙了怜悯。
But Paul says, but I have received God's Great.
我蒙了人怜悯
I have received mercy.
所以耶稣的宝血已经把过去一切的污秽同控告洗干净了以后给你一个新的生活新的生命和力量来侍奉他
So therefore Jesus' blood has washed away all the past failures and therefore give you a new life that you can serve him
我们不要被过去所捆绑
So therefore we should not be tied by our past
在圣殿里面那个金灯台要常常修剪它的灯芯
We know that in the Golden lamp, or golden lamp, or golden lamp.
这个灯芯呢点了以后呢，慢慢的就变成黑了。
You know that these lampstands, when you burn often enough, that the sheet becomes dark.
有黑了以后就变成一层灰在上面。
When it becomes dirty, there's a crust of ash on top.
你在点火的时候，这火可能比平常的火更大。
And when you start to light again, the fire may be bigger than before.
但又大又有黑烟，一方面大，一方面不亮，一方面不亮，一方面不亮。
Although it's a bigger fire, but it's a bigger fire with a lot of smoke coming out, it's dirty and it's not bright, it also causes pollution.
神说，我不要你大大，但是不发光，我要你发光不太大。
God doesn't want to say, I want to have a big light, but have no light. I want to have a small fire, but have a lot of light.
那什么办法呢？要把过去把它修剪。
Why the cure? The cure is the trim.
我们侍奉所留下来的成绩、成功、黑线的那个空道都要修剪掉。
All the past successes or the past blame and condemnation in that build up in our past shall be trimmed down.
这样我们才不会受过去的侍奉的失败、过去侍奉的成功拦阻我们现在的侍奉。
So therefore, our past service, either failure or success, will not.
我们每一个人都会灰心，没有一个人不会灰心。你们有没有灰心呢？有没有？凡有心的都会灰心，凡有心的都会伤心。
Whoever has a heart will get the care, will get the.
This card. 凡有眼的都会流泪，凡有气的都会叹息。
All those people who have eyes will have tears. All those people who have breath will sigh.
你看别人很好看，别人看你也很好看。
You look at other people, they look pretty. The other people look at you, you look pretty.
你羡慕别人的生活，别人也羡慕你的生活。
You envy other people's life, so the other people.
你说我如果是一个他就好了，等你做他的时候，变成一个我。
You want to be like him, and when you become him, you like to be me.
每一个人在我里面都有我的困难。所以我们要直接向神负责任。这是第二样。第三样，我们基督徒侍奉的拦阻是什么呢？侍奉的拦阻就是胆怯的心。胆怯的是成为我们基督徒不能侍奉一个很重要的拦阻。
To the Christian service
所以当摩西死了有上帝兴起又书亚对他说你要刚强壮胆
So when God raised up Joshua after the death of Moses He said to Joshua you shall be strong and courageous
站起来
Stand up
勇敢起来
Be courageous
刚强起来
Be strong
不要怕
Not afraid
怕从来没有帮助过人
He has never helped anybody.
我知道有一个人是拉提琴的，从来不敢出场。有一天出场，发生一件事情。
I know a person who was playing violin. He never dared to give a performance, but one day he did. Something happened. We know the person who played violin, one hand shake, the other hand.
这样，这个拉的时候，这个摇呢，就把那个 treble 把它弄出来。And
when he's playing violin, one hand shake, the other hand doesn't. He gives a very good.
但当然一出场，发现那么多人，怎么都在看我，所以这个不能摇，这个摇。
When he goes out to see all the people looking for the concert, his one this hand doesn't shake, but this hand starts shaking.
那个 melody 出来也会摇，但摇的不同种就是了。
But although the melody comes out, start shaking, but it comes out different shakes.
我告诉我第一次讲到，我也吓死了。
I tell you, the first time I gave a sermon, I still was very.
第一次上台，我怕死了。
I was scared to death.
所以那个讲到应当是40分钟的，我讲差不多。 应当50分钟，我讲10分钟就讲完了。
And that sermon I'm supposed to talk for 15 minutes, but I only use 10 and I'm finished.
又快又跳又忘记又漏掉。
I was fast, I was jumping, and I forget, and I drop everything.
所以这个我预备，我吓死了，全部讲完了。
So that I prepared for 15 minutes, but I was so scared.
后来我对我的这个听众说，完了。
That's it. I said to my audience, I said.
他们说还有40分钟，请你再讲。
So we have 40 more minutes.
Oh, 我说你们祷告，我们唱诗唱诗。
Let's start singing.
唱主耶稣啊，你快快来吧。
主耶稣不来了，我再讲。
讲了3分钟就完了。
See, 3 minutes and I finished again.
我是在诚实说，到现在我还不明白那个40分钟是怎样度过的。
I tell you in honesty, I still do not understand how that 40 minutes was.
圣经告诉你的，患难之人不要胆怯。
Bible tells us during your days of trouble, you shall not be discouraged.
因为你胆怯，你的力量就微小。
Because if you are discouraged, then you have little strength.
你们看我唐崇荣是胆子大的人，或者胆子小的。
You look at me, Brother Tang, as a person with a great courage or not?
你们说。
What do you say?
我告诉我是自卑感的。
I tell you, I'm a person who's a
inferiority
complex.
你相信吗？ 你不相信。 你不相信我就更自卑感，我告诉你。
You don't believe me, I'm very inferior.
我是非常自卑感的人。
I'm a person with a very, very inferior complex.
感谢上帝，神能用自卑感的人。
He can use somebody who is inferior.
但是你不能继续不断在自卑里面。But
you cannot stay in your inferiority all the time.
我被第一次被请到大叔去讲道的时候
，First time I was invited going to university.
我怕得要命。
I was so scared.
那个教授只这样听。
And those professors listening to me.
头歪歪的。
我也看他一下，然后我讲到了。
我第一次用印尼文布道的时候
，The first time is Indonesian language to preach.
我也怕得不得了。
I was so scared.
我查字典查的半死，到了上台还有几个字没有弄清楚。
I checked out the dictionary so much time, when I go up, I still don't know a few words.
后来我就问那个牧师说，这个圣殿这个殿到底要怎么样讲
？I asked what the pastor next to me, what is the temple? What, how do I say that?
他说 By Allah, 用印尼文，他说 By Allah.
He says By Allah in Indonesian language.
我就把它写下来
，so I wrote it down.
我说谢谢你，我就上。 他说 God bless you.
God bless you.
我一上去呢，我看错了，我就讲 Biatala.
Once I got here, I made a mistake. I do reverse. Biatala.
印尼文是 Biatala. 我变成讲 Biatala. 啊，那一天的店要讲几百次，所以 Biatala, Biatala, 乱啪一场.
So that day I had to talk about it for hundreds of times. So I was doing all over the mistake.
Biatala.
哎呀 ，Biatala, Biatala. 你当我下来的时候呢
？When after I came down,
我问那牧师，刚才怎么样？
I asked him, how was I doing?
他说全部错了。
He said, all wrong.
我吓死了。
I was scared.
我说你告诉我的嘛 ，B I B， 我一看糟糕了，我写错了。
I tell him, Pastor, is this how you wrote to me? Then I said, I realized my mistake.
那个聚会要10天不能减少。
And that meeting for 10 days, I cannot even cut one day short.
等那个聚会完了以后
，After that whole meeting is ended.
有一个老姐妹来告诉我。
The old sister came.
她说 Stephen Tong, I understand most of your Indonesian.
Stephen Tong.
我很高兴的，因为我常常听那些乱讲印尼文的人所讲的话。 我们都有同样的情形。 但我们侍奉主不要胆怯。 我们看见那个伟人呢。 看见那些大人物，
those,
你说我如果像他这好了，我告诉你，他跟我一样，都是婴孩在地上爬。他们没有分别的。当我17岁的时候，有一个上帝的仆人。
He was a servant of God.
讲到一半，突然间喊两句很大声的话出来。
When he was preaching, suddenly he called out two sentences.
起来侍奉主。
Get up and serve the Lord.
你怎么知道你不能侍奉主？
How do you know you can't?
我吓死了。
I was so scared.
那一天他讲什么我都忘记，那两句记到现在。
That day, whatever he said, I forgot. But those two things.
所以我就起来侍奉，到现在还在侍奉。
So therefore, I get up and serve. I'm still serving now.
感谢上帝。
Thank God.
不要惧怕。
Do not get discouraged.
神的伟大的仆人会死。
All those great giants of God's servant, they will die.
但神的工作不会死。
But God's word will not die.
所以约翰·威斯理的坟墓上面刻出这样的话语。
So there was John Wesley in his tombstone is this inscription.
God buried his servant and continues his work. 上帝埋葬了他的仆人，上帝就继续他的工作。感谢上帝。为这缘故呢，我们虽然是年轻，虽然我们呢没有什么经验，我们起来侍奉，真心真意侍奉神，一定不丢弃我们。
So therefore, although we are young, we do not have much experience, but as long as we have a true heart to serve God, He will not forsake us.
一个人呢，他胆怯，为什么呢？
The person who becomes timid, why is it?
有几个重要的原因。
There's few important reasons.
第一个原因呢，是仇敌的惊吓。
First is the frightening power from our enemy.
我们的仇敌惊吓我们。
The enemies often frighten us.
所以我们惧怕。 So
we're scared.
保罗说呢，凡事不怕敌人的惊吓，要证明他们沉沦，我们这就都是出乎上帝。The
Bible, the Paul says to us that in all things we shall not afraid of the frightening of the enemy, so that because
要证明他们的沉沦，我们的。In
order to prove that they have been
他们的灭亡 perish.
That they are perishing and we have been saved.
这个都是出于上帝。
All these come from God.
当大卫面对呢。 可怕的哥利亚的时候呢？
Also, when David was facing this frightening Goliath,
他清楚知道那边没有神的同在，我这位微小的大卫有神的同在。这个 conviction, consciousness of the presence of God becoming give out the power of courage.
So therefore, David is conscious in knowing that in Goliath's side there's no God's presence, but in my side, although I'm small, I still have God's presence with that conviction in him.
感谢上帝。 神所赐给人的不是软弱的心。God,
what God has given to man is not a heart of discouragement.
不是一个胆怯的心。
It's not a heart of timidity.
但是呢，是一个刚强、仁爱，还有什么？谨守的心。
But to have a heart, but not only strong with love.
刚强、仁爱，还有谨守的心。
Steadfastness.
叫 temperance.
Temperance.
这三样连在一起才是真正的刚强。These
three things together is the true strength.
如果一个人只有刚强而没有仁爱，If
a person is only strength without love,
那就变成野蛮了。Then
become a rude,
对不对？仁爱而没有谨守。And
with a person without temperance but has love,
love without temperance is flood, 就变成泛滥，洪水泛滥。
So if a person with a love but no temperance is like a flood,
所以有刚强没有仁爱，就变成野蛮，变成无理的。If
somebody with strength without love will become a tyrant.
有仁爱而没有谨守，就如同洪水泛滥一样，无可收拾。But
if a person with love without temperance is like a flood coming out, is no way of controlling.
一个真正的刚强是以爱做约束的。Therefore,
it's a true strength is to use love to be. It's a limit.
这个爱的这个流露是以谨守做约束的。
And the outflowing of love has temperance.
这样我们见证我们的侍奉，我们对主的工作，我们对主的爱，都在这个刚强、仁爱、谨守的约束里面，有真理来侍奉。
So therefore, all our work and all our witnesses is all putting together in these three things to serve God in truth.
第二样。 有许多事情呢，我们胆怯是为什么呢
？Second thing that often causes us to lose our strength, lose our courage.
因为我们先预想十字架的困难和重担。Is
that we often, to foresee the problem and the heavy burden of the cross.
让我们自己就产生了许多消极的观念，我没办法背负这么大的十字架，含这么大的重担。And
therefore we develop a lot of negative thinkings about this cross that is so heavy that we cannot never bear.
基督的经理人当你遇到他，你肯不肯出来做传道的时候，他马上说不肯。
A lot of young people, when you call them, are you willing to serve God to be a minister? He said right away, no.
如果问你，你问他，你清楚知道神不要你做传道吗？
If you ask him that, do you know clearly that God doesn't want you to be a minister?
他不敢回答。
He wouldn't dare to answer.
他说我不清楚主要我做传道。
He said, I'm not clear whether the Lord wants me.
但如果你说你清楚主不要你做传道吗？他也照样不清楚。
If you ask the Lord, do you know that clearly that the Lord doesn't want you? So he doesn't know that either.
在同样不清楚的中间，为什么他敢说我不要奉天主传道？
So in the same kind of the confusion, how could he say that I don't want to be a minister?
我不相信这是一个敬畏神的人所应当表现出来的一个态度。
I don't think this is the attitude of a person who really love, who really respect God should have.
12年前我到新加坡讲聚会讲道的时候。
12 years ago, when I went to Singapore in the same kind of the confusion, how can he say that I don't want to be a minister?
我不相信这是一个敬畏神的人所应当表现出来的一个态度。
I don't think this is the attitude of a person who really love, respect God should have.
12年前我到新加坡去讲聚会讲道的时候。
12 years ago, when I went to Singapore in the meeting,
那个很大的礼拜堂坐得满满，连讲台上都坐了100个人。
As a big church was filled up,
几年他再来找我,
so after a few years he came back to look.
每一次到新加坡他同我谈话,
every time I went to Singapore he talked to me.
我很大的困难的中间不知道怎么样, 因为坐船的很难很难。
He says it's so hard to be a preacher, I'm in such a great struggle, I don't know what to do.
我不知道实实在在是不是神清清楚楚实实在在真真实实要我坐船道。
I don't really know what is ultimately positively that actually God really wants me to be the preacher.
那我说你清清楚楚实实在在明明白白知道上帝要你不做传道吗？
I asked him, do you know clearly or firmly or possibly that God doesn't really want you to be?
他说我也不知道。
I don't know either.
我问他是在这个也不知道，那个也不知道中间，为什么你敢不做传道？
It says all among all this you don't know, and that you don't know, how you dare say that you don't want to be a preacher?
他说我不做传道，责任比较小嘛。
See, I don't want to be a preacher because I don't want that.
如果我做传道，责任太重了。
If I'm a preacher, I have a great responsibility.
好，我说好了。 我告诉你，既然知道这是很困难、真的很重的，如果你实实在在顺服，神就把那甘愿的心放在里面，这就是神拣选你的印记了。
He said to him that if you know that it's such a responsible thing, and if you are ready to willing to accept what God could put into you, and that is the proof that God wants you to be a preacher.
我们许多时候侍奉神也是如此。
There are many times that we serve God the same thing.
把反面的思想想出来的时候，你就发现你不是真的顺服。When
you think of the negative things about the service, then you find that you're not really serving God.
我们对未来的事太多用消极性的思想，想到困难而没有想到主所给应许我们的得胜。
There's so many times we use negative thinking to think of the future or the problems or the burdens, but not using the thinking to see that the Lord is able to provide.
你们知道有一本小册子叫做《无名的传道人》。
You know that there's a little booklet says that the anonymous preachers.
有一次呢，我看见一个。 神学生在哪里读着那一篇文章？
One day I saw a seminary student who was reading that article.
他这样读法。
He was reading like this.
是自己的手放下这一切。
Put your own hands down on all these things.
是自己的脚走上这条路。
Use your own feet to walk up to that path.
把自己放在祭坛上。
Lay yourself on the altar.
我看到我说你神经病。
I look at him and I said you're crazy.
他吓了一跳，说怎么样呢？
He said, why is that?
我说拿来给我读。
He said, give it to me, I'll read.
我这样读法。
So therefore I read this way.
同样的字，但是不同的读法。
Same words, but different way of reading.
是自己的手放下这一切。
Put up all things in your hands.
是自己的脚走上这条路。
And take your own feet to walk out this road.
是自己放在祭坛上，是自己要的，所以不必哭。
So all the things that you want to do is self, is willingness to do it, so don't cry.
他有一个新的觉悟了。
So therefore he has a new understanding.
你明白这个意思吗？ 我们要用积极的眼光来看同样一件事情，不要用消极的眼光来看那一件事情。
So, therefore, we should use a positive look at the things instead of negative side.
侍奉是一个特权。
Service to God is
privilege.
活着是一个特权。活着。 Living is a privilege.
To live, to serve, to sacrifice, to preach, to witness, to share, all are privileges. Do you believe that? Huh? 所以你要活得有能力，活得刚强，活得有意义。你不要活得一个一直等耶稣再来快要死的人。
So therefore, you shall live with strength, with power, but you shall never live with a person who's waiting for God and ready to croak.
如果神把十字架的重担放在你肩头上，我告诉你，不要感到你没有用，那看得起才这样，是这样把重担给你。
You should realize that when God has actually exalted you, so that He put His burden of the cross on your shoulder, it's not that He wants. He wants you to think otherwise.
我要搬很多的东西，从楼下搬到楼上去。
I have once I had to carry so many things from downstairs to upstairs.
我的大女儿说我要帮忙。
My eldest daughter said I want to help.
我的小孩子说我要帮忙。
Well, my little son says I want to help.
我的太太当然帮忙了。
And of course my wife is helping.
所以大家在帮忙的时候，
everybody is helping.
我把重的给我太太。
I took the heavy thing and give it to my wife.
因为她很大了嘛。
Because she's much bigger.
那我把轻的给我的孩子,
and I give the lighter one to my children.
把最轻的给我的小孩子, 因为他太小了,
and the lighter thing to give my the little.
你怎么可以把一个大的桌子给那个两岁半的孩子呢?
And how could you give a heavy table to the child who's 2.5 years old?
你帮忙拿钱币盒,
okay, therefore you carry the pencil case.
你帮忙拿那个小书,
you take that little book.
他跑来跑去拿来那小的东西,
so you took those small things and run up.
照样神看重我们, 把重大的责任交给我们, 让我们经历以他因侍奉而 承受的苦难,
see, when God gives us that burden, that in our service we can see that to walk together with Him, to suffer with Him, is that He exalted us.
第三样, 我们受前辈的人侍奉的成就吓死了,
it's the third thing that why we have inferiority complex, because from the past people who has accomplished different things,
scared
us. Oh, such a person is so great and successful. How could I do?
我告诉你，千万不要那样想.
Says never think of that way.
他有他的成功.
He has his success.
你有你的成功.
You have your success.
当亨德做完了弥赛亚以后,
after Handel has completed his Messiah,
请问谁还能做好的 oratorio?
And let me ask you, who else could do much better of oratorio?
但是当这个 Haydn 在 London 听 Messiah performance 的时候,
but when Haydn was listening to the performance of Messiah in London,
他那个时候年纪已经很大了,
at that time Handel was Haydn's already very old.
咬定雅根回去一定要做一首,
he went back, he said, I must do one.
Handel 用23天半做成功整个 Messiah.
Handel used 23 and a half days to complete the whole Messiah.
他是大人物,
he's a big man.
Haydn 怎么样的不要紧, 他23天, 我23个月,
and Haydn said it's alright, it takes 23 days, but it takes me 23 months.
所以呢, 他是30倍的时间来做两年才成功, so, 这个 creation.
So Handel finished in 2 years, about 30 times as much time he finished his work creation.
可以是长度没有这个 Messiah的长度的三分之二,
and the length of creation is not even the 3 half length of the length of Messiah.
他用了30倍的时间来做,
he used 30 times the time that
结果呢,
for Messiah.
弥赛亚有弥赛亚的美, creation 有creation的美,
so therefore Messiah has his own beauty and creation is that its own.
你有你的成功,
so you have your success,
我有我的成功,
I have mine.
所以每一个侍奉组织都要记得, 我们不一定要被前辈的人吓死,
so therefore all person who serve God should remember that you should not let the people who serve before you to scare you.
当以利亚升天了以后呢,
so when Elijah have ascended to heaven,
以利沙是孤单的,
Elisha was alone down there.
他手里面什么都没有, 只有以利亚留下了一件外衣, 那一件外衣, 不知道洗了没有?
There's nothing in his hand except the coat that Elijah was wearing.
对不对呢? 哦, 不是留下一个library给他,
it's not leaving him a book of library with
不是留下一些 videotape 的这个 cassette tape给他,
Elijah didn't leave him all the cassette tape,
留给他一个穿了的外衣给他,
he gave him a coat.
所以呢他现在拿着这个外衣就开始带到那个约旦河打下去了,
so therefore when he went to River Jordan, take the coat and started to hit the water.
你知道他讲什么?
You know what he said?
耶和华, 以利亚的上帝在哪里?
He said, the Lord, where is the God of Elijah?
他不是说以利亚在哪里?
He didn't say where Elijah is.
以利亚在那里?
Elijah is up there.
以利亚的上帝也在这里。
But he says that the God of Elijah is also
here. 以利亚的神是我的神。
That the God of Elijah is God of
Elijah. 他过去活着,现在又活着。
He was living before, he's also living now.
所以靠着这神的力量,现在就 自己他的能力,
so therefore, I take that strength and power right now and do His work.
感谢上帝,
praise the Lord.
你不要因仇敌的惊吓,世界的困难,前辈的成就吓死了,以致感觉,主啊,我很谦卑,不是谦卑,不是这个隐藏,是埋藏。
Let us not get discouraged by all these things so that we will not become timid. You know, it's not humbleness, but it's timidity.
教会里面有两种错误的侍奉。
In churches, two kinds of mistaken service.
一种的侍奉是错在哪里? 错在哪里?很殷勤, 殷勤到骄傲不得了, 非我不可。
And some people who serve with so much fervency that suddenly they say, it must be me or nobody else.
殷勤到骄傲起来。
So that when they become proud during their service.
第二种的错误是, 我不会, 我谦卑, 谦卑到懒惰起来。
The second time of mistake is that it's so humble until he's lazy.
殷勤到骄傲, 谦卑到懒惰, 都是错误的侍奉。
The first one is service up until proudness or until laziness is all mistake.
我们不要胆怯。
Let us not become timid.
有一次我们在四岁有一个儿童布道所。
There is once that we have a
evangelistic post for children.
Evangelistic mission for children.
这个在基督徒的家庭里面。
It's in a Christian home.
那是一个小孩子12岁的时候, 在我的聚会里面悔改归主。
There was a child who was 12 years old in one of the meetings I was there. They repented and accepted the Lord.
是一个女孩子。
It's a girl.
那么当见证会的时候, 她站到台上, 那个脸孔严肃的不得了，好像三四十岁的大人一样。
When the witnessing meeting comes, this is a 12-year-old child who stood up there to say her witness, and her face looked like very serious. And somebody who was about 30 years old.
进到没有声音的几秒钟以后，他突然间发出一句很大的话：“我得救了，耶稣为我死掉，我一生要为他而活。”
And suddenly, with all the silence, she suddenly shouted out a sentence that.I have been saved. That Jesus has saved me, and now from all my life, I'll live for Him.
半年以后呢，他就开始办一个主日学，十二岁半。
After half a year, she started her own Sunday school. She was only 12.
召集四周围的孩子到他的家里面，他开始讲道给他们。
She started to gather all the children in her neighborhood to come to her house. She started to preach to them.
过了半年以后
，After half a year,
教他们六个月。
She has taught these children.
就变成三四十个人不信徒的家庭的孩子，在他的教导下面。
So therefore, about 30 to 40 non-Christian family children in her home.
有人告诉我这个事情。
Some people told me this.
我不称赞他。
And I don't praise her.
我还要骂他一下。
I want to scold her.
所以我把他带来。
So therefore, I took her.
我说你怎么敢教呢？
I said, how do you dare to preach?
如果你教错了怎么办呢？
What happened if you made a mistake in your sermon?
他吓死了。
She started to be scared.
其实我很喜欢他这样做。
But actually, I was very pleased that she has done that.
不过我用的办法与别人不一样。
But my method is kind of different than other people.
因为你一称赞就把他称赞坏了，你还要他进步，对不对？
Because if you praise her, you probably lead her into wrong path. You want her to continue on.
你用什么教材？
So I asked her, what are the materials you use?
他说我的零用钱我拿下来，我去买了教材，我自己教给他们。
She says, I use my own allowance.And I save it. I buy some kind of materials.
我说你的学生几岁到几岁？
So I said, how old are your students?
他说从七岁到十二岁。
He says from 7 to 12 years old.
我说你几岁？
He said, how old are you?
我十三岁。
I'm 13.
你看十三岁教十二岁，好厉害啊！
13 teach 12.
那么就这样教了。
Sometimes you just teach like that.
后来我与他祷告。
So therefore, I pray with her.
我告诉他几件不要重复的错误。
Therefore, I tell her a few things, a few mistakes that she should not repeat.
过几年，他念神学院毕业，侍奉主。
And after a few years, she went to seminary and she graduated and served the Lord.
有第二件、第三件、第三，我们教有十几件的儿童布道。
And then let's continue on the child evangelism mission started to be created with at least about more than
65个小孩子，在三年以后变成1800个。
From 65. Children within 3 years, it's become 1,800 children.
所以这个教会发展的快得不得了。
So this church expands so fast.
回教徒很不甘愿。
That all these Muslims, they are not willing to accept.
有一天呢，有一些回教的召集几百个青年的反对我们做的事情，要关闭那第一间的儿童布道。
So there's one day that is about a few hundreds of Muslim believers, young people, they gather together, they want to.Close that first mission. That
如果你们不关了，我们就把这房子用石头砸烂。
If you don't close it, we're going to destroy it by stoning.
后来他们来讨论了。
And therefore, when they come, we call for discussion.
我们教会的执事开会。
And our deacons in the church, we had a meeting.
开会的时候，我站起来，我说我们绝对不要关掉这个布道。
And in the meeting, I stood up. We said we shall never close this mission.
如果我们关掉了这第一间呢，你不能。预防其他十八间一个一个都要关掉。
It says if you close this one, you will not prevent all the other 18.Likewise,
圣经说不怕仇敌的惊吓。
The Bible says that we shall not be afraid of the frightening of the enemy.
后来我们去问宗教部。
So therefore we went to the Ministry of Religion.
宗教部说你如果他要你关，叫他写信来。
The Ministry tell us if he wants you to close it, let him write a letter.
我们就对回教的人说，如果你要我们关，你写信来。
We tell the Muslim says if you want us to close, write a letter.
他说好，我们写。
He said okay, we'll write it.
所以他们就开始写了。
So then they start writing a letter.
写一封很长的信。
They write such a long letter.
长到今天还没有写完。
It's so long that they haven't finished writing today.
所以我们从来没有收到那封信。
So we have never received that letter.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们需要刚强。
Dear brothers and sisters, we should be strong.
勇敢地侍奉主。
And to stand up with courage.
第四样，我们侍奉的拦阻是什么呢？
Fourth thing, what is the obstacle to our service?
我们许多时候侍奉失败，因为我们过一个不圣洁的生活。
It's because we often live an unholy life.
不圣洁的生活拦阻我们侍奉上帝。
Unholy life obstructs us from serving God.
如果一个牧师说，你们要彼此相爱。
If a pastor stood up and said, you shall love each other.
人家看他的太太这边一块黑。
He started looking at his wife was black and blue all over.
他说牧师娘啊 ，What happened to your face?
He says, Mrs. Pastor, what happened to your face?
他说你不要告诉别人，我只告诉你，因为你不是别人。
The pastor's wife says, I'll tell you. Don't tell anybody else.
Don't tell others. I'm only telling you because you are not others. 我这个是给我的丈夫打了，所以今天坏了一群。那么他说你们要彼此相爱，在家里彼此相爱，那这个道就没有力量。
And what is the sermon says he shall love each other, but the pastor will beat up his wife at home. There's no power in that sermon.
我们今天侍奉我们见证的力量的支持点就是我们的生活的印记。
Today,
我们的侍奉有力量，是因为我们的生活印证这个事情。
Today in our service we have power is because in our life we can prove it.
一个人心里正直圣洁。
When a person who is righteous and is holy, and therefore in his service there is power.
在中国人里面的词就叫做正气。一个人有正气，他就不怕。一个人里面有圣洁的良心，不控告自我的良心，有圣洁的生活，他的侍奉、他的见证，就靠着神勇敢做出去。
A person with his service without being afraid of the frightening of the enemy is from the clean conscience he has inside.
没有圣洁的良心的人向困难低头，而困难向有圣洁心智的人低头。
A person without a clean conscience will bow down to
the difficulties.
To difficulties, but difficulty will bow down to a person with a clean conscience.
我们求主给我们有圣洁的生活。
We ask the Lord to give us a sanctified life.
这样，夜半敲门心不惊。
Therefore, if somebody knock your door at night, you will not get afraid.
中国的描写大勇啊，这个大的勇气是怎么样描写的？不是呢，是杀人的勇气，做将军领到大军的勇气。什么叫大勇呢？寸然凌之而不惊，无不加之而不怒，叫做大勇。
What does the Chinese describe of great courage? It's not courage of fighting or wars or killing, but it's somebody who
突然间临到你的东西，你不惊。
If somebody that something suddenly comes to you, you are not frightened.
突然临到你的时候，你不怕。
And something that suddenly comes to you, you are not afraid.
你有不变的应付万变，那是大勇。
And something that in you that will never change to answer to all the changes at the outside, that is great courage.
我们的良心有没有控告我们？
Is our conscience being bothering us, being condemning us?
我们侍奉主的动机是清洁的吗？
Is it the motive that we have to serve the Lord? Is it clean?
守戒心清的人站在圣山上。
The one who stood on the holy mountain is the one with a clean conscience and protect that sanctified
conscience. Hands. 守戒心清, you have purifying hands and you have a sanctified conscience so you can stand on the holy mountain of God. 否则的话呢，你要向撒旦低头。
So if you do not have this, therefore you will have to bow down in front of Satan.
第五样,
the fifth thing.
我们侍奉的拦阻在哪里呢？
Well, it's not an obstacle to our service.
经常不断的失败，同不能达到果效，使我们的侍奉变得灰心了。
Which is continuous failure and also a fruitless ministry that make us discouraged.
你在圣经里找到最伟大的圣人，都是有很大的灰心记录。
We know that if you go to the Bible, see a lot of great personages, they all have great despairing times.
摩西灰心到一个地步。
Moses was such despair into a such a.
他说：“上帝啊，如果你不这样做的话，你除去从生命册涂掉我的名吧。”
He said in his desperation, "If you do not act accordingly, just wipe out my name in your book of life."
以利亚灰心到一个地步。
Elijah was so despaired. He said,
他怎么样讲呢？ 他说：“主啊，你取去我的生命吧，因为我不比我的列祖更好。”
He says, "Take away my life because I do not live better than my ancestors."
这个约，施洗约翰灰心到一个地步。
The Baptist John was despaired to such a position.
怀疑耶稣就是弥赛亚。
Then he suddenly doubts that Jesus is Messiah.
你看这些大人物灰心到这个地步。
So all these great people have despair to that situation.
你灰心的时候求死过没有？
When you are despaired, did you ask for death?
有哪一个人曾经祷告求主给你死的？举手。
Anybody who ask for death and you were despair?
举手。
Please raise.
诚实，你没有这么大的灰心，可能你没有这么大的成就。
If you do have such a great desperation, you probably won't have such a great success.
我告诉你，大人物是什么
？Let me tell you what a great people.
大人物是大才干、大恩、大恩赐、大大雄心、大野心、大计划、大力量、大理想、大灰心、大失败、大软弱，叫做大人物。什么都放大，放大镜一放，什么都大，那叫做大人物。
What is a great person? It's a person who has great power, great gifts, great everything, but also great desperation.
Ah, great failure and great expression of great.
Everything magnified is.
这个是大人物，但大人物能够克服他的大失败，他就万古流芳；大人物不能克服他的大失败，就万年遗臭。
When a great person cannot solve his great failures,
他遗臭万年。
Then. then you have a bad name till ages past, ages from now. But if you could, overcome that great problem, then you have a good name. Continue on.
就是这样简单.
So simple.
所以感谢上帝.
Thank God.
我们都有失败.
That we all have failures.
但我们不要被失败所捆绑.
That we shall not be rather or be tied by these failures.
有时候我们侍奉主没有果效.
Yeah, sometimes we do not have, see any fruit in our
一个人看见果效会兴奋的, 对不对?
When a person sees a fruit, he's very happy.
我们的努力,
and we see that our striving,
我们的计划达到了, 一起的果效,
our plan finally comes to the fruitation.
我们兴奋得不得了,
so we are so glad, we are so joyful. And our eyes start to glare.
走起路来挺身昂首,
and we start walking with our heads above our shoulders.
一人讲话特别温柔, 因为不必交际,
and when we start to talk to other people, we are so gentle, we don't know
so stable,
our success. But when we start to meet failures, we start to bow down our heads and sigh. We do not have any strength.
这样侍奉了,如果受成功失败影响,
and this kind of service is influenced by success or failure, is not a steady service.
请问耶稣基督曾经不曾经自己做见证传福音没有果效吗?
Does anybody just tell me that whether Jesus he has testify that when he preaches, no fruit.
有没有?
Any?
有没有?
Is there any?
耶稣差遣七十个门徒出去以后,
after Jesus has sent out the 70 disciples,
各个回来都很兴奋地说他们的侍奉有何等大的成功,
all of them come back and says that how great the success their missions are.
但耶稣基督自己呢, 他说呢, 传福音没有一个悔改, 所以他是加百农啊, 不塞巴, 你有祸了, 你已经升到天上, 比降落阴间, 因为在你们中间所行的神迹, 如果行在所多玛, 摩摩拉的时代, 他们存留直到今天。
But Jesus said that when he preached, that nobody believed. He even judged the city of Capernaum or Bethesda.
你们升到天上要降落阴间。
Exalted to the heaven, but you shall fallen headlong, because the great deed that has done in you, it is done in Sodom or Gomorrah, they shall have repented already.
他讲完这句话转过来说, 上帝啊, 你的每一本是如此。
When he has finished it, Jesus turned around and says, Lord Heavenly Father, your will is
your perfect will is like this.
And when he turns around, he started to say that the sweetest
calling
that he had in the entire history. All who have heavy burden laden on him can come to me. And I shall give you rest.
这样的灵性呢,
and this kind of service is a service not influenced by the result of the service.
现在我问你一个问题, 在这个整个历史圣经里面, 哪一个传福音的人是这个心智最强?
Let me ask you a question. In the entire Bible, all the people who spread the gospel, who has a strongest heart?
不受果效影响,
and does not let the result influence him a bit.
最大的传道人, 你看哪一个?
Who is the biggest minister?
Not the biggest, the greatest.
The greatest.
哪一个? 在圣经, 哪一个是最大?
In the Bible, who is the greatest?
保罗? 还有没有? 耶稣, 还有没有? 耶稣是救主, 不算。
Jesus is Savior, he
doesn't count. 在旧约新约中间, 哪一个传福音, 这个心智最坚强?
Old Testament and New Testament, whoever spread the gospel with the strongest will.
啊, 哪一个? 你讲哪一个? John the Baptist. 还有呢? Stephen. Stephen Tong?
Strongest will?
You are the greatest, not influenced. A great ambition to put the firm for work of God, never influenced by the result. Who? Huh? Jeremiah? Okay. Jeremiah. Those are great persons. Those are great figures in the Bible. But I think another one is greatest. May I tell you? Noah. Noah, 120年传道没有人信主,
Noah, 120 years, he spread the gospel, nobody believed him, he still preached.
我不明白他怎么样的,
I don't know how he started. He says that after he preached 2 years, I probably go home.
Go to another job.
Change a profession to do another job. Why should he preach
120 years?
So the whole time only three daughters and three sons, three daughter-in-laws and three sons believed.
只有八个人.
It's only eight people believed.
这个船字中文是一个船上面一个八下面一个口一个船八个人.
The boat talks about the ark with eight people.
Okay. 那么挪亚一个船 传一直传。
So that Noah just continued preaching and preaching and preaching.
完全不受果效影响。
He has never been influenced by the result.
为什么？我要告诉你，一个人侍奉主不是因为果效。
Let me tell you, a person who serves not because of the result.
Please tell me what is the main and the most predominant motivation of evangelists. 你告诉我，为什么传福音？
因为耶稣的命令。
因为耶稣的命令。因为救自己。还有，你不传，你就不会救自己。所以你得救是靠你传福音。What is the most important, most dominating motivation of the motivation of evangelists? God, because the will of God. So if God's will, that is God's will, in eternal plan, He asks, He commands us to go to do the evangelistic work. Even no one responds, you have to do, because that's God's will.In the cemetery, so I preach.
It's because of God's will I preach.
So, 这样失败不能拦阻我。
So, therefore, failures cannot stop me.
有一次我同这个 John 几年前在纽约走路的时候。
Once I was walking together with John.
我看见有一个人放在路边，很多人下班了，他在那分东西。
I see somebody was there passing out tracts after the people come out from work.
我就很佩服他这样传福音很热心。
I said, such a great person with such a great fervency to spread the gospel.
因为我从前17岁的时候，就是用我的薪水的20%买这个单张在路上分，一样样那个。
Because when I was 17 years old, I was doing the same thing. Use 20% of my salary to buy tracts and ship it out.
所以我很 appreciate 他，我就到他那里拿了一张来看，原来不是单张，是 bank。
So I was so appreciate this. I went and take a look. Take a look. It was an ad from the bank. Tracts.
我说美国不是传福音，是传银行的。
I said, in U.S. the stuff preach the gospel, preach bank.
后来我注意看的是看有没有人接受，有没有人不接受。
And therefore, I stood there and watched a few minutes to see who accepts and who doesn't.
很多人连看都不看，连拿都不拿。
A lot of people don't even take a look and don't take the tract.
如果在亚洲呢，几千个孩子就跑来要了。
If it's in Asia, at least thousands of children will come and ask.
如果你拿着一大堆在那分，哇，整个乡村都来要了。
If you take a whole stack of and a whole village people will come.
不论你所分的是什么东西，他就是要，因为他们很少就冰品的东西在家里，感到很好看。
No matter what you're spreading out to them, they always come and get it because they have lack those printing things.
但是在纽约很少人要。
But in New York, there's nobody wants.
他在哪里这个 offer， 但没有人要。
But he continues to offer, but nobody wants it.
我就问 John 说，为什么没有人要，他还要站在那边
？I asked John, how come he still stands there if nobody wants it?
他怎么回答呢
？You know what John answered?
They were paid.
他们被付钱做的。
他已经拿了薪水，就是要这样做。
He took his salary, he's supposed to do it.
我告诉你。
Let me tell you.
人接受不接受另外一件事。
People accept or not is another story.
But we are not paid.
But 但是我们并没有。
很多基督徒没有薪水的。
A lot of Christians do not get paid.
We are called to do the evangelistic work. 所以呢，不论果效如何，不论有没有失败，我一定要做。
So therefore, no matter what the result is, no matter what it is failure, I still do it.
我怕我们每一个侍奉主的人都不受失败的影响，我们做，因为神要我做，我一直做，一直做。
I hope that all of us Christians, when we serve God, do not get influenced by result, because God wills me to do, so I'll keep on serving.
第六样。
Sixth
thing, 为什么我们的侍奉常常受拦阻
？Why is it that our service often have obstacles?
因为人的反应。
It's because of the reaction from men.
人的反应会影响我们的侍奉。
The reaction from men can influence a lot of our service.
有许多多的人会称赞我们。
There are a lot of people will praise us.
一个人被称赞，快乐不快乐
？When a person being praised, is he does he feel happy?
很快乐是不是呢？人
的
你很爱主啊，
you love the Lord so much.
你很属灵啊，
you are very spiritual.
你侍奉主很有果效啊。
You have a lot of fruit in your service.
你这不敢当不敢当，心里说阿门。
Says, oh, it's not, no, no, but inside your heart, amen.
你心里是 ice cream， 我告诉你。
Inside your heart, you're eating ice cream.
我21岁第一次带领布道会。
I'm 21 years old. I was the first time I was leading a.
那个礼拜堂比这个礼拜堂大概大三倍。
That church was three times bigger than this one.
人满的不得了。
People sit there, it's all full.
有一天我从一个人握手的时候。
Today, that day I was shaking hands with one person.
他说：“我告诉你，自从宋博士死了以后，这20年我没有参加过这样好的聚会。”
Somebody tell me that ever since the death of Dr. Sun, in 20 years, I've never gone to such a great meeting as this one.
感谢上帝兴起你起来。
So、thank God has raised you up.
我心里我口里说不敢当不敢当不敢当。
I said no, I couldn't take it.
我心里说感谢主。感谢主。我那天很高兴。
That day I was so happy.
但是当那一天我跪下祷告的时候。
When that day I knew down to pray.
你知道什么事情发生
？You know what happened to me?
有一个很微小的声音说。
It's a very small voice.
我很难用你。
I cannot use you easily.
因为你马上夺取我的荣耀，你接受人的称赞。
Because you've just taken away my glory, you have received people's praise.
我说主啊，我一生只有一个祷告，你用。
You say, I know I only have one prayer in my life that you use me.
放下了一切，你再不用我，我就一无所用。
He said, I forsake everything. If you don't use me, then I'm no use at all.
虽然人可以用我许多的才干,
although that man can use me because I have a lot of talent.
唯一的目的要侍奉你, 因为我清楚这是你的带领。
But all my purpose is to serve you because I know this is your clear leading.
从那一天开始，我修了一件事情。
So that day on, I learned one thing.
人家称赞了我,
when other people praise me,
我不理睬他。
And I don't look at it.
人家称赞我,
and other people praise me,
我不当作一回事,
I don't look at it as a thing.
这样过了15年以后,
after 15 years,
过了, 我侍奉主15年以后,
and after 15 years,
有一件事情发生了,
something happened.
教会分裂,
that the church was divided.
许多不同的看法产生出来,
all different kinds of views started to come out.
那个时候我在美国讲道,
at that time, US,
等我回到印尼去的时候,
when I went back to Indonesia,
有一个人都说, 你们的礼拜堂上个礼拜没有做礼拜, 你知道吗?
Somebody tell me, the church that you serve in did not have meetings last Sunday.
我说哪里有礼拜堂不做礼拜?
How could the church not have Sunday service?
发生分裂的事情了, 所以结果没有讲到就散会了。
Because there is such a great division and nobody preached, so the church was divided.
因为我看了, 有一些对, 有一些不对, 所以我就站在我认为对的那一方面。
So I see that some are right, some are wrong, but I stood on the part that was right.
这个事情发生了以后呢,
and after this thing happened,
那些他们我, 听他们的话，受他们指挥的人达不到目的，他反过来就诽谤我，攻击我，用了许多的坏话来骂我。
And all those people who want to use me for their own purpose, their own gain, and they see that they couldn't do it, so they turn around and start to attack me.
他们写了许多许多的纸。
They have written so many on paper.
我没有做的事情，他们写下来。
The thing I have not done, they wrote.
你要怎么办呢？
And what do I do after that?
我还没有到曼尼拉讲道以前。
Before I went to Manila.
他们先继续。
And they mail the thing to Manila.
我还没有到美国讲道以前,
before I come to US,
他们寄到美国来,
they mail their letters to
me.
So many churches outside start to see my situation.
那里面的有很多是我不知道的事情,
a lot of things inside, I don't know.
他们就这样写了,
they just start writing.
那个写的人根本不在苏拉巴亚, 离开苏拉巴亚, 几百公里, 也不知道那个事情, 他就乱写,
and the person who wrote it wasn't even at the place where the church was divided. It was 100 miles away.
我一看到那边, 我气得要命,
when I was reading those letters, I was furious.
我一生好好 做人不随便做人, 你现在随便骂我,
all my life I've been a good person, not being careless, but now you're scolding at me.
给人家诽谤同给人家打一巴掌, 哪一个更舒服?
Being slapped on by somebody else, or being the reputation being destroyed by somebody else's words, which one do you feel more comfortable?
哪一个舒服? 当然两个都不舒服, 对不对?
Of course, neither one's comfortable.
但是一个人被诽谤的心里很痛苦的,
but when your reputation being destroyed, then you really feel sad inside your heart.
我会感觉到那无名火三藏身什么意思就这样上来气得要命的那个情形。
Suddenly I realized what does it mean that your fire start coming out of your lung and start to burn up.
但当我跪下祷告的时候,
but when I start to kneel down to pray,
一个声音来了,
another voice comes.
你给人家称赞麻木了吗?
So were you being praised by others? Are you paralyzed and not feeling anything?
Yes. 你给人家麻木了没有? No.
Have you been paralyzed by others? No.
给人家称赞没有反应?
If you think other people praise you, you don't have any reaction. That I haven't learned.
但给人家骂, 还是很有反应在里面。
But when other people scold at you, you still have a lot of strong reactions.
上帝那个时候训练我,
at that time, God trained me.
我们侍奉的困难在哪里? 常常人一高兴, 我们就做得好, 人不高兴, 我们就做得不好。
The problem of service is that very often when people are happy about us, we do well, but when people are angry at us, we do bad.
受人影响太大。
We are being influenced too much by other people.
每一个人都会这样。
Everybody is the same thing.
有一天呢, 这个在瑞士的时候,
one day is in one of
when I was in Switzerland,
Switzerland,
有一个美国的这个中国牧师见到我,
there's an American Chinese.
他说, 我们收到那些讲你的事情,
so we have received those letters talking about you.
你看到怎么样?
What do you see?
我就笑起来,
and I start laughing.
我说, 神知道的,
I said, God knows.
现在我学会了, 人骂我, 我也很平稳了。
I said, now I've learned that when people destroy my reputation, I'm still very strong. So therefore, our presence will not be obstructed by it.
否则, we are fighting for our own good and not fighting for the truth. You divide that? 所以呢,
so therefore, do not be influenced by other people's reaction.
最后一样,
last thing,
我们侍奉的拦阻是什么?
What is another obstacle to our service?
就是我们 喜欢与别人的境遇相比,
is that we like to compare our situation with other people.
主啊, 同样的弟兄,
Lord, we serve you likewise.
为什么他的洋楼买成功了, 我到现在还是住在这个小的 flat 里面。
How come he has the greater house and apartments I'm still living in?
主啊, 同样做你的仆人,
Lord, we be the same servant.
主啊, 同样做基督徒,
the same Christian.
同样在教会里面的侍奉,
the same service in the church.
为什么他那样顺利,
How come he is so smooth in his service by so many problems?
与人相比,
you start to compare with other people.
你有没有?
Did you do that?
有没有?
Have you done that?
你爱做这样的事情没有?
Do you love to do that kind of thing?
别人买冷气,
With other people buy air condition, you still have a bad condition.
别人开新车,
When other people drive new cars, you start to do backward.
别人买新房,
When other people buy new houses, you start to get very
slow.
Other people go very smooth in their service, you start very envious.
圣经说的妒忌是不忠的秀烂。
Bible says that envy is the corruption in your bones.
我们要学习为别人的快乐而快乐。
So therefore we should learn that because other people's happiness we shall be happy.
这是不容易的事情。
It's not an easy thing.
我问你，一人同哭更容易， 或者一人同笑更容易？
Let me ask you, is it easier to cry with somebody else or to laugh with that person?
Huh?
Which one is better?
哪一个容易？
Easier.
一人同笑容易吗？
Is it to laugh together?
很容易哦。
我也笑，大家一同笑，
因为我都笑。 有的人听笑话， 听不懂他也笑， 免得人家说他听不懂。
Some people don't understand the joke, but they laugh together just so that nobody will notice.
那这个一人同笑容， 一人同哭， 需要人生经验。
That to laugh together and to cry together needs your experience.
但人生经验越丰富， 你会发现呢， 一人同笑是更不容易的事情。
But you know that when you have greater experience, you know that to laugh with other people is a harder thing.
把别人的成功当做自己的成功,
to use other people's success as yours.
把别人的顺利当做自己的成功,
to use other people's smooth sailing.
有一次呢, Plato, 一个 great philosopher in Greek,
it's hard to do because one day Plato,
这个他拿到了这个政府所给他的这个荣誉公民,
he has taken the honorary citizenship from the government.
所以呢给他一个很漂亮的这个雕刻的桌子,
so he gave him, the government gave him a very pretty desk.
那么这个 Plato 很高兴的，所以呢，他要表示呢，他今天的快乐，就请他许多的哲学的朋友来一同庆祝这个事情。So
what Plato wanted to show that he's so happy and appreciated, so he invited all his friends of philosophy to come and enjoy it.
那些都来了。And
all those people came.
他有一个朋友从很远很远的乡下来。There's
one friend who came very very far from a rural area.
走了很远很远的路来参加。
He's walked a long long distance to come.
来的时候呢,
when he came,
满脚都是泥土。
And he has dirt and all over him.
鞋子脏得不得了。
His shoes and the sandals are all very dirty.
一来的时候已经迟到了。
But when he came, he's already late.
他就把那个脏的鞋子和肮脏的泥土的脚爬到那个桌子上践踏。
So he just took his dirty feet and suddenly just stood up on that desk and started stepping on it and messed it up.
他一面讲什么，哇，今天见吧，我的好朋友柏拉图的骄傲。
He says on the one hand he was stepping, he was saying, today I finally see the proudness of my friend, Plato.
Yeah, I'm not stepping on the pride of my friend Plato. 柏拉图听了怎么样？如果你怎么样？ 叫人家把他滚出去。
Plato went into the room.
他说呢, 我谢谢我的朋友, 见到我的骄傲, 如今我烧掉他的妒忌。
So today I have this, today I brushed away his stepping on my pride, but now I'm sweeping away his envy.
我现在也烧掉他的妒忌。
Now I'm swiping away his envy.
为什么别人有成就, 你心里酸酸, 吃醋吃得要命呢?
So why does other people have success that you feel so...
不要与人相比，不要与人相比。我告诉你，如果你相比，你发现，哎，堂弟兄来了，他讲到恩赐，比刘牧师好。我告诉你，他常照顾你们，我不过来给你一点点的东西。
Often, but I'm just coming, just give you a little bit.
我有一些东西，他有我没有。
And there are things that he has and I don't have.
如果我在这里做你的牧师五年了，可能你看见我的毛病比他多得不得了。
Probably I'm here for past for 5 years. You can see more problems I have than he does.
我们人很爱相比，就拦阻教会的进步。
So because of tendency to like to compare, therefore we start the growth of church.
有一个小孩子吃了5块饼干还不饱。
There's a little child who eat 5 pieces of cookies still don't feel.
后来人家给他递6块。
When the next person gave him 6,
一吃就饱。
He eats it and he feels so full.
他说奇怪，那五块不会饱的， 这一块是特别一吃就饱的。
He says, so strange, all the other 5 doesn't fill me. How come this one does?
我告诉你，如果没有那五块呢， 第6块也不会饱。
I tell you, if it doesn't have the other 5, the 6th one will not fill him.
人有一个与人相比的本性。
Men have this natural tendency to compare each other.
你有没有?
Yeah.
<笑>他马上承认他有了。 Very quick, huh? 彼得有过这样的一个经验。
Peter has this experience.
有一次呢，这个耶稣基督对彼得说：“彼得，彼得。”
So one day Jesus was talking to Peter.
你爱我吗？
Do you love me?
彼得说：“主，你知道我爱你。”
Peter says, "Lord, you know I love you."
再问一次。
Jesus asked him again.
他答了第二次。
He answered the second time.
你再问三次。
Jesus asked the third time.
再答第三次。
He answered the third time.
为什么要问三次？你知道吗？
Why does God want Jesus want to ask him three times?
因为彼得否认主三次，这是三比三吗？
Jesus, because Peter denied three times, now we equal.
你否认我三次，我先问你三次，你爱我吗？
You have denied me three times, so I ask you three times.
是彼得说：“我爱你。” 你真爱我？你真爱我？是我真爱你。好，你既然讲爱我，我先对你说哈。
So Jesus said, "Okay, now you love me. I'll tell you now."
你年轻的时候呢，自由往来。So
when you're young, you go wherever you will.
任你的意思。
According to your way.
等你年老的时候。
Wait until you're old.
人要把你的手带出来。
People will take your hands out.
把你带到你不愿意去的地方。
Find you and lead you to places you do not want to go.
耶稣基督告诉他，他以后的死是被动的，是很痛苦的一个死。
Jesus is telling him at that time that his death later on is being given out to him by other people.
当他听了这句话以后呢？
So after he hears this, what does Peter do?
他很爱主，已经讲了爱主，现在不得不要接受了。
He said he loves the Lord, but now he has to accept because
你爱吗？ 爱是爱， 但是哇，这样苦怎么办呢？
He says, do you love him? Yes, I love, but this is so much suffering.
他就回答主耶稣说，我是这样。 那么他呢？
So therefore he says, okay, I'll be like this, but what about this person?
如果大家一同这样死， 就没有话讲了。
If everybody died like this, then no problem.
那么他呢？
But what about
那么他呢？
him? But what about him?
耶稣很不客气。
Jesus is not gentle there.
耶稣说，他比你更苦。你说如果这样可以了，感谢。
Jesus didn't say, well, he suffered more than you do, and probably Peter said, okay, okay.
耶稣基督不这样答。
Jesus Christ didn't say that.
耶稣基督说，如果我要他不必死，等到我再来，可以不可以？
Jesus said that if I don't want him to die until the wait until the day I come back, is that all right?
这位老师不容易。
Well, this teacher is very hard.
讲话好不客气。
And we started talking.
你死是很艰难的。
You die is very horrible then.
但是约翰呢，我要他呢，等到我再来，与你何干？
He says, even John, I want him to wait until I come. What is that to you?
There's nothing to do with you. John is John. You are you. You are all my disciples, but you have different destiny. So you must not to be disturbed by others. 你不要与人相比，你跟随我。
Jesus said, "You follow me."
Follow me.
Follow me.
Oh, the ending point of following you is so sorrowful, so terrible, so difficult to accept. 历史告诉我们，彼得后来倒钉十字架。
The history tells us later, and finally Peter was crucified on the cross upside down.
与人相比,
to compare with other people.
我现在要结束我今天的讲座。
Here I'm going to conclude my sermon today.
我要你自己查出来, 什么东西拦阻你侍奉神。
I want you to search out which other things that in here has obstructed you from serving God.
有吗?
Is there any?
肉身?
Is the body?
过去的印象?
Or the impression of the past?
胆怯的心?
Or the body?
不圣洁的生命，
unholy life,
经常没有得到果效的失败，
the constantly fruitless life,
别人对你的反应，
and other people's reaction,
与人相比的习惯，
or the habit to compare with other people.
今天下午，
this afternoon,
重新 commit yourself,
renew your commitment,
重新奉献给主，
renew your sacrifice to the Lord.
我们低头祷告，
let's bow down and pray.